are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Let's plate it on a Monday, June 17th, shall we? On a Tuesday into Tuesday, June 18th, another edition, 2019 of the Locked On Lions podcast. Matt Derry with you as we appreciate your listenership and joining us as we talk about your Detroit Lions. And now a major, major period of downtime, really the next month plus. The Lions will have time off until they head to Allen Park for the start of training camp on July 25th. Coming up, we'll talk about the announcements that were made late last week about the Lions having joint practices in the preseason. I'll give you my thoughts on that. Also, Vegas odds makers don't like the Lions, nor do they like the Lions to even be a playoff team. We'll get into that discussion coming up a little bit. And also, the role and responsibility of your favorite football team to rescue us. As Detroit sports fans, it hit me. It really hit me walking out of Comerica Park on Saturday night. I'll explain all that coming up here on Locked On Lions, some Michael Roberts news. We are brought to you in part by our friends, certainly, at the Himalaya Podcast app. You can find Locked On Lions right here on the Himalaya Podcast app. Check it out. All sorts of new features. It's a great new app. Please give us a listen and give us a try by downloading the app. Also, when you're driving to work, or from work or around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Lions, and we'll be right there with you for the drive. Got to give a special shout-out as well to our friends at Randazzo Heating and Cooling, Timmy J, Kendall, the whole crew. They're the best in the business. Quick response and accurate results, thanks to our friends at Randazzo. All right, so news of the day, real fast. This was at the end of last week. The Lions, of course, had traded tight end Michael Roberts to the Patriots for a conditional seventh-round pick. Roberts had played two seasons, was a fourth-rounder from Bob Quinn, and just did not work out. And you look at where the Lions are tight end-wise now, with the drafting of T.J. Hockenson in the first round, Isaac Nauta in the seventh round, picking up Jesse James, signing Logan Thomas. Those are your four tight ends. They're going to be used a lot, and Michael Roberts was the odd man out. Turns out, Michael Roberts failed his physical with the Patriots, and the trade was voided. He was sent back to the Lions, and the Lions immediately released him. So Michael Roberts goes from going to New England, and for some Lions fans, becoming the next Rob Gronkowski or something, or Kyle Van Noy, you know, his career turning around, and now being out of football. So you hope this kid gets his act together, gets healthy. Not sure why he failed his physical, but that's the latest news there, as the Lions now don't get anything from Michael Roberts. So kind of a fourth-round pick from a couple of years ago, completely flushed down the toilet. All right, Lions also announced last week they will officially hold joint practices before their first preseason game here at Ford Field against the New England Patriots, which is on August 8th. And then when they play the Texans the next week on the 16th, they'll hold joint practices in Houston for 2 days, August 14th and 15th, with the Texans. Now, of course, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn have the connection with the Patriots, so Bill Belichick and that group will be at Allen Park and at the facility for the joint practices, kind of like the Giants were last year. And if you recall, a year ago, the Giants kicked the Lions' ass all over the field during those joint practices. All the reporters that were there said it was not a good sign and not a good performance from the Lions during that time. Hopefully better this time around. And, of course, Bill O'Brien has the Patriots' ties as their former offensive coordinator working with Matt Patricia. So the Lions are going to get a pair of joint practices in during the preseason. And, you know, give the Lions credit for this. They're not going to be stodgy. They're not going to say, no, we're not going to try anything new. We're not going to try to beat up our players before preseason games. These joint practices are huge. It's almost like live bullets. It's hitting somebody else. And since Bob Quinn has been here, the Lions have really done a lot of this, whether it was the Steelers a few years ago, the Giants last year, and now a pair of them this year. Raiders, too, last year. The Lions will work out against the Patriots before week one of the preseason and before the Texans in week two. So higher intensity, hitting, everything you want, and I think it's a good sign. And I like the fact that the Lions are not, like I said, going to live in the Stone Ages and going to be afraid to put their players in this type of position. So the team made that announcement, and they made that official last week, and I think it's a good thing. I do. And we sit here and we pick and nitpick on the Lions so much, and it's understandable. you know, the one playoff game in 61 years or one playoff win in 61 years and everything else. But the bottom line is this. This team needs to be better. This team needs to be winning. And whatever it takes to win and to do that, and if it means joint practices, I'm all for it. That training camp schedule, by the way, in case you missed it last week, the Lions will open up their first practice of training camp. It will be Thursday morning, July 25th at 9:30 in the morning, and that is for season ticket holders only. They'll practice then on Friday, July 26th at 9:30 in the morning. That one, I believe, is open to the public. Saturday, July 27th in the morning. Sunday, July 28th, 9:30. Tuesday, July 30th, 9:30. All these are 9:30s. Wednesday, July 31st. Thursday, August 1st. Sunday, August 4th. Those are all training camp practices that are going to be open to the public. The joint practices with the Patriots, Monday, August 5th, Tuesday, August 6th, and probably a walkthrough Wednesday, August 7th before that Thursday, August 8th game. So they also added an additional practice. The Ford Field practice will be Friday, August 2nd, 5:30 at Ford Field. So pretty cool. So mark that down as, you know, when you want to go down to Allen Park, when you want to go down and see them, everything else. Maybe you're going up, depends where you live. And then that Friday, August 2nd practice, 5:30 p.m. At Ford Field. All right, when I come back, real fast, I want to talk to you about Vegas and what they think of the Lions. But I want to remind you, this week is a big week if you're an NBA fan. The Locked On NBA Mock Draft is underway. Draft night comes up on Thursday. Pistons pick 15th. The local experts in every draft room. Plus, Jeremy Wu of SI.com with the player breakdowns and Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, with the fantasy breakdown. All of that this week on Locked On NBA and Locked On NBA Draft right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, Vegas odds. What does Vegas think of your Detroit Lions this season, and what does it mean in retrospect? Now, when Vegas says a certain team is a 7 or 8 point favorite, and you say, wow, and then that team wins by a touchdown or more, and you say, oh man, what did Vegas know? The odds came out from our friends at betonline.ag. out of Vegas, and the odds makers saying that the Lions' chances of bouncing back from a 6-10 season and getting into the playoffs are not very good. All right, as you know, six teams from each conference make the playoffs. Which team do you think has the best chances of making the playoffs? Vegas and betonline.ag say the New England Patriots at an 84.2% chance. Your Detroit Lions come in at 18.9%, according to betonline.ag, 18.9%. Only the Giants, Jets, Redskins, Tampa Bay, Miami, Cincinnati, and Arizona have worse odds than the Lions right now. The Lions have the eighth worst odds to get into the playoffs, according to Vegas. As far as in the division, who has the best odds in the NFC North to get into the playoffs? It would be the defending champion Chicago Bears at 55.1%, better than half, better than 50% chance. Green Bay Packers are at 52%, and the Minnesota Vikings at 41.3%. So there's not that big of a drop-off between the Bears at 55 and the Vikings at 41. But there's a major drop-off between the Vikings at 41 and the Lions at 18.9. See, I don't agree with any of this. I am not looking at this division and saying, oh man, the Lions are definitely and definitively the worst team in this division. They are definitely last. We've had this discussion before here on Locked On Lions. The Bears are playing good football. They played good football last year. They surprised everybody. Who expected the Chicago Bears to go 12-4, have a point differential of plus 138, win 5 of 6 games in the division, and kill it? Nobody did. Do we really think the Chicago Bears are going to go 12-4 again? No way. I don't see it. I don't see it with that quarterback. I think the defense is very good. We know all about what they have on that side of the ball. But the schedule gets a little bit more difficult. They're not playing a last place schedule like they did last year. And I see a drop-off in Chicago. Minnesota last year went 8-7-1. They're being leapfrogged in Vegas by the Packers, who've had a pretty good offseason. And Aaron Rodgers is healthy. But they went 6-9-1 to the Packers last year. And that defense was one of the worst in the NFL in terms of points allowed. Lions, we know. 6-10, we've been through this ad nauseum. But how do you feel about this? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or the Matt Derry Facebook fan page on this. Do you feel like this is fair? Should the Lions have the eighth worst odds to make the playoffs? Six teams made the playoffs last year in the NFC. Dallas, Philly, the Bears, New Orleans, the Rams, and the Seahawks. Every year there's a couple of teams that don't make it again, that made it the year before. And there's issues, and there's injuries. I look at New Orleans, and I think Drew Brees and them are going to go for it. And I look at that division with Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa Bay, and I see New Orleans cruising in the NFC South. They're a lock to me to get back to the playoffs. I think Philly is going to be much better than their 9-7 record last year with a healthy Carson Wentz. I like the Eagles a lot. The Rams, come on. As long as McVay and Phillips are there, they continue to make moves. Jared Goff's a stud. I think Todd Gurley's going to be healthy. Those are three teams, Philly, New Orleans, and Los Angeles, that I think are for sure going to be playing in the postseason. I think the NFC North is going to send two or three teams to the playoffs. I don't think Dallas is going 10-6 again. Washington, who's playing quarterback? Are they going with the rookie? The Giants, please. Go away from the North for a second. Atlanta, definitely better than their 7-9 record from last season. Will be improved. Carolina's had a good offseason. They were 7-9. Tampa Bay, no, not, and I know Bruce Arians is riding with Jameis. I'm not buying it. Seattle, I always rely on Seattle being good because I'm a Pete Carroll fan and I love their system that they play. San Francisco will be healthy and better than 4-12. Arizona will be playing a rookie quarterback in Kyler Murray. And the rest of their roster is a shit show. So don't tell me that the Lions at 18.9%, you think that's accurate. I'm not telling you they're world beaters. I'm not telling you that Bob Quinn had this incredible offseason and, oh my God, Trey Flowers is going to have 20 sacks. Jesse James is going to catch 10 touchdowns. I'm not ready to go there just yet. But you look at this 18.9%. Giants, Jets, Redskins, Bucks, Dolphins, Bengals, and Cardinals. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Four NFC teams. They're saying Vegas is betonline.ag that the Lions will have the fifth worst record in the NFC. I'm not buying it. Yes, I like Green Bay's roster better this year than I did a year ago. No, I don't think Minnesota's offensive line will hold up. And I know they've drafted some linemen. And I'm not buying Kirk Cousins. And yeah, their weapons are good. Cook is good. Thielen is awesome. Diggs is really good. Kyle Rudolph is a killer for the Lions. Minnesota's defense is getting older. So I'm riding with the Lions here. Now, I'm not telling you right now today on June 17th they're making the playoffs. I'm just telling you that 18.9% chance by Vegas is too low. That is just my opinion. That is one man's opinion on this entire situation. I don't think it's accurate. I think it's way, way too low. Way too low. All right, coming up next, we talk about where the Lions stand in the city after something that I witnessed over the weekend. We'll do it next. Matt Derry with you on Locked On Lions. Come right back. All right, final segment of this Monday, June 17th, and a Tuesday, June 18th. Let me tell you a little story here. So as a Cleveland Indians fan, as you guys know me, I took my daughter and we went down to Tribe Tigers Saturday night at Comerica Park to sit in the rain and watch my boys handle their business against a pretty bad Tigers team. Not just pretty bad, like terrible. And I walked out of the stadium that night, and it was, you know, it was a Saturday night, but I understand it was rainy. The crowd wasn't great, but really, should they be drawing a lot of fans? The team is 25-43. There's nothing to watch. There's Miguel Cabrera, an aging old veteran doing the best he can. But other than that, there's really not much to watch. And, you know, you hear that the Tigers are 2-15. 2-15 in their last 17 home games. Or is it 2-17 in the last 19? I think it's 2-17 in their last 19. That's almost impossible. And I'm walking out and I'm listening to the fans talk, and we're all walking out of the stadium together and going to our cars, and for a majority of us leaving the city because not many live down there. Everything else, whatever. And you just think about it. People are already in June talking about football season. People are already thinking about and turning the page, already on baseball, already on the Tigers and how bad they're going to be and how this rebuild is not going as well as people thought. Not that anybody thought the Tigers were going to win a ton of games this year. There's just not a lot of young players to watch out there. Where are the prospects? Where are the positional prospects? There's got to be a couple of guys that they could bring up that could jumpstart their careers, start their careers now, and be better than the garbage that they're trotting out now. But fans are starting to talk about the Lions like, you know, it's around the corner, the one team that they feel could make a run professionally here. Now, the Pistons made the playoffs this past season, but fans just aren't that high on that team. And don't feel like in this day and age of the NBA that the Pistons can be on a competitive ground with some of these other teams. Blake Griffin was exciting this year. I like Ed Stefanski running that team. But, you know, there just isn't that buzz for this basketball team here. There just isn't. Red Wings, people are excited about Steve Yzerman for sure. But does anybody think they're going to make the playoffs next year? And again, it leaves the Lions to somehow shock and awe and surprise us all and suck us all back in. That with this schedule, albeit it's tough in September, it's doable that maybe, just maybe, the Lions could make a run and get in and get into the postseason and have the right offensive coordinator this time around and have an offensive line that's going to block for an 1,000-yard rusher and have a defense that's going to play like they played the last 8 weeks and hopefully end up with Darius Slay and Snacks Harrison there and in uniform for week one in Arizona. And that there are some young players in the back end like Tracy Walker. Maybe Jared Davis finds it this year and is put in the right position. Now, the addition of Trey Flowers, and Justin Coleman, guys like that, the Lions may actually have some depth. Are you thinking at all about, we know we're only a month and a week away, 5 weeks? 5 weeks away from training camp. Can they do this? Can they be a winning team and bring some excitement to the city? Because we all know NFL is king. You guys love your Lions, and most of you love your Lions more than any other team in town because it's football. You only get to see them 16 times a year, not like 82 for NBA and NHL or 162 Tiger games. You don't miss a snap. A lot of you don't. I think this team's going to be better. They better be better. Last year was awful, and Matt Patricia wasn't prepared, and the sexual, the alleged sexual assault thing, the article, that threw him off. And I think now he's at a better place to coach his team, concentrate on that, be in a better mindset. The guys know what to expect. And I think this team could surprise some people. I really do. That'll do it for Locked On Lions for today. Don't forget to download the Himalaya podcast app where you can find us each and every day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on Locked On Lions.